Hello and welcome to Living Proof, the Isaac Newton Institute podcast. My name is Dan Aspel. In today's episode, myself and Christy Marr will be speaking to Yuri Semenov. Yuri is a participant in the newly created Solidarity for Mathematicians program, and he's going to tell us all about his experience of applying for and taking part in it. We hope you enjoy the episode. Yuri, you are here at INI as part of a relatively new program we have called the Solidarity for Mathematicians program. And there are a lot of things to touch on in that because until relatively recently you were living in Ukraine. The Solidarity program has given you an opportunity to come to the UK to continue your academic work. And we'd love to hear about that. And we'd love to hear about what your journey has been like, why you chose to apply to it, and more about you as a mathematician and person as well. So which of those would you like to begin with?
Okay, let's start from Solidarity program.
Excellent.
I learned about Solidarity program from my colleagues at the University of East Anglia, who forwarded me the link to apply. The application process was very easy. It required only my curriculum vitae. After I submitted the application, I heard back within a couple of weeks. The University of East Anglia kindly offered to host me, gave access to the libraries, physical and digital, and involved in various events that helped me to feel very included. I am deeply grateful to Isaac Newton Institute, London Mathematical Society, and University of East Anglia for very warm welcome and friendly, productive atmosphere, which I feel every day.
Well, that's wonderful. And where were you based when you were in Ukraine? What was your home institution and what was your work there?
Currently, I work at the Institute of Hydromechanics of the National Academy of Sciences, but I am not so young, so I have big history of working history, and so I may say that I was graduated from the Dnieper State University in 1981, so long time ago. I graduated as applied mathematician and started to work at the Academy of Science of Ukraine with focus on fluid dynamic and application with aviation. However, world is changing rapidly, and after collapse of Soviet Union, I changed focus of my research to ocean engineering and started work abroad. My first country in my work experience was Japan, where I stayed 2 years. I learned a lot. This is my first visit abroad, and I learned a lot about various topics related to fluid dynamics and how to build international collaboration. After leaving Japan, I worked as a researcher in Norway, South Korea, and United Kingdom, of course. The area of my research interest, free surface flows. This topic is also intensively studied at Oxford University. So taking this opportunity, I would like to express my great thanks to Professor Emeritus John Okendon, who supported a lot of talent people in the United Kingdom and not only. Also, he supported my researches, and my sincere thanks to him for that.
That's lovely to hear. And John has always been a great supporter of all mathematics, and so that's lovely. I'm sure he'll appreciate that shout out as well.
It's really interesting to hear of such an international career, and then the point we've reached now, where you've applied for the Solidarity Program. It's a very obvious question to ask, because everyone listening knows why you will have applied to come to the UK from Ukraine. But would you mind telling us about your experience and why you applied for the Solidarity Program?
I applied first for Solidarity Program, big challenge to apply, it was war itself. When full-scale Russian invasion started, I was in my hometown, Dnipro, eastern central part of Ukraine. The first several days came with huge uncertainty, confusions, and canceled many plans. So life changed in one day. The first several days come with... Each day started with reading news and tracking down the front line. The city is within 200 kilometers from the front line, and the war reminders are frequent. People in military form, uniform, anti-tank structures, hedgehogs. On the main streets, frequent sirens, around four or five times per day. When the first siren came off, a craft of neighbors from the nine-story buildings complexes started storming our apartment door, because my wife holds key to the basement. As sirens became more frequent, less and less people came. People started getting used to them and paying less attention. However, from time to time, rockets strike the town and kill some people. It is unpredicted where and when it may happen again. A lot of injured soldiers are evacuated in our town. I can be proud for Ukrainian, especially younger generation. They self-organized to help people who are affected by the war. And there are a lot of Ukrainians, both inside the country and abroad, who make donation to supply hospitals with medicine and everything that is necessary to survive people.
Thank you very much for sharing that with us, Yuri, because I can only imagine how it would feel to have to say those things and relive those memories. Am I right in saying that your work in Ukraine was no longer possible?
Work of mathematician may be always possible, because what is I need is table and computer. That's not so many. But not possible to work in this regime long time, because you need some communication with people. You need to see what is other people doing and what interest in, to join some team to do what I can, can help in some topics. So eyes on the world should be open for mathematician too.
And in fact, actually, you managed to, as part, you're over here now, but in fact, you've taken advantage of being over here to actually join in the recent Newton Institute workshop, so the workshop on the mathematics of sea ice. You were actually here participating in for the 2 weeks, and I think you gave one of the seminars as well.
Yeah, Indy provided fantastic support within the satellite Solidarity program, And not only financial support, which is, of course, is important to stay in the UK, but also opportunity to start collaboration with world-leading scientists is invaluable. I greatly enjoyed the workshop Mathematics of Sea Ice in 21st Century, hosted by the Isaac Newton Institute recently. Workshop was hosted at higher level with talks recorded and posted on YouTube. The access to the presentation anytime, anywhere is recently technology introduced by the Isaac Newton Institute, and I believe it will increase the impact of the events, all events supported by the INI.
Okay.
I also was excited to meet many colleagues who arrived from all over the world, many, many distance from here.
And that workshop, like all of our workshops, was very, very international. And it was actually a follow-up workshop to the programme that we'd had a few years before on the mathematics of sea ice. So it was lovely. Many of the people were participants who'd been on that programme and who were coming back to the Institute again. But there were also a lot of new faces, like yourself, in fact, who hadn't been participants on the original workshop. But
What is interesting that some, as you told, some people already second time attending this workshop, other people first time, but it's very friendly atmosphere, and one day it's enough to become part of the community.
That's lovely to hear.
Do you have any colleagues still working in Kyiv or any other Ukrainian cities at the moment? Is science still happening?
Yes, I'm in contact permanently with my institute, with my colleagues. I provide information about events which are can be accessed using internet.
Yes, online.
Online, events. So I communicate and talk about what I am doing here, how organized scientific work, how organized teaching process. So there are a lot of things we need to learn and introduce in Ukraine, especially in Academy of Sciences. Because in our country, system has two directions. Academy of Sciences, that is research institutes without students, and universities, which are focused with education. So in the UK, these two systems united. And it is very effective, I believe it's very effective in terms of economics.
Yes.
It's good to hear that although the circumstances behind it are horrific, that this has created that link and given that bond between Ukraine and the UK for lessons to be learned in both directions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. So you heard about the Solidarity Scheme through your colleagues at UEA, and I was wondering, are colleagues in the Ukraine, do they know of the scheme? Are there other ways that we could be promoting it?
I also tell my colleagues in Ukraine about this program, availability of this program to apply, possibility to apply. But there is some problem. People between 18 and 60 are restricted to leave Ukraine.
Yes.
I mean, male.
Yes.
So it's some easier for female or like me,
yes,
who over this boundary.
Yes. So yes, we're very much aware of that restriction. Although that doesn't, so we have two parts of our scheme that are available. So the one is for refugees of war. And the other part of the scheme, the other strand that we have, is for political refugees. And so if that's for people from other countries, there might not be the same age restrictions there. So we are seeing a different demographic of applicants for these two different streams. But as you say, for certain age groups, it's only the female mathematicians on your scheme that have been able to apply.
Yeah.
And Yuri, do you have any anything you'd like to pass on to others who might want to apply for the solidarity scheme? What would you say to somebody who's considering applying for the solidarity?
I only suggest, strongly suggest to apply for this program. Many people and in Ukraine, and I also try to help them to understand how to do that and what they need, not only to apply, how they need to work, present your his outcome papers,
because
books.
That's correct, because you're correct in what you're saying, because the scheme is open only to research active mathematicians, because obviously we can't support the entire world, so we're supporting our community. So people who are research active and who work in the mathematical sciences, and that's what the eligibility criteria are.
Yeah. It's understandable that if there is some competition, so more productive and more significant achievements will be given preference.
But it's all done. We have a two committees that assess them. So it's all done by these independent committees. So that's a very important part of the scheme for us. So it's a proper application like an INI program would be.
And actually, I need to say that people in Ukraine, they very respect competition, very respect decision made by committee and other university. That is what we need to improve in Ukraine.
If I could ask a question, which it might seem strange because no one can tell the future, particularly now, what are your plans for the coming months or year? What do you think the future holds for you?
Thank you. This is a good, important question. Currently, I am using this opportunity to stay in the UK and communicate with other colleagues over the world. I can say that I'm looking for my next job. And there are some responses which give me some hope that I will find a new job in a few months. I believe it will be sooner than the end of my solidarity program.
That's really good to know, because in fact one of the motivators for this scheme, which is why it is essentially, it's a stipend, so you get a per diem and an accommodation allowance. And the scheme was set up as a stepping stone to help people who were in a difficult situation in their home country to be able to buy them some time and help nurture their research during that period in order for them to secure something more permanent. And so that's really nice to hear that you are using it to exactly that ends.
Absolutely. Christy, were there any more questions you'd like to ask at the moment?
No, I think it's just been a real joy speaking to you, Yuri. Thank you so much for your time and sharing your insights. And we think this is a really important scheme that we really value in the Institute. And it was very much appreciated that you've given us your time coming back to Cambridge after having been here for the past 2 weeks to share with us your experiences.
I would like to express my great thanks to the Institute, INI, Isaac Newton Institute, who gave me a fantastic opportunity to continue my research and leave the danger place.
Well,
thank you very much.
Thank you, Yuri.
Thank you very much.